how about in that last, what, 6-7 seconds, Lozett goes, hang on, how'd his tip go, though? No good.
I can't believe he only got 2 votes as well. I locked him in for 3. Man of the match, Cookie.
Morning, Cookie.
It was a better tip this time, wasn't it? Is that a crack?
Yeah, don't worry about your 2 Dally M points. Let's get straight to the serious stuff. What happened to that horse?
Mate, he left it too late. I'm listening on the way home. He's not till 200 to go till he starts to give it a go. And he loses by a little bit.
Yeah, it was frustrating because I added in a multi last leg. You know when it's a need and not a want. Yeah. How you're going. Yeah, it, the top of the straight, though, Cookie, this is flexible last Wednesday, Godolphin Runner, Cookie's tip. Now, it looked like it was not going any good. And then when it just went through down the centre of the track and got clean air in that last furlong, you did think it just needed another 50 metres, I thought.
Yeah. I was hoping.
Did it make you feel any better, Cookie, that it just flew home?
Oh, well, showed a bit of respect so the people weren't really dropping into my DMs on Instagram and using me to get my tips anymore. So.
Another 50 metres it wins. Anyway. Yep.
Heard that before.
We'll get over it one day. We were just talking about, obviously, concussion being the big issue, Cookie, and Adam Reynolds are waiting to see whether he is cleared to play for you against the Roosters on Friday night. Are the penalties tough enough to deter players from striking around the head, or does it just not matter that in the heat of the moment, well, look, it just can't be helped?
It's definitely a hard one at the moment, but we saw on the weekend, Ryan Mason taken from the field. So at that time, Parramatta were probably at a disadvantage to Melbourne where, they won't get any value out of that. With Kafusi missing 2 weeks, they're not playing in Melbourne again in 2 weeks. So maybe there could be, if that player is to miss, there could be a little extra loading on top of that suspension maybe. So, mate, I'm not too sure how to go about it.
How is Adam Reynolds?
Oh, well, Adam Reynolds is good. I think he's just, he's been pretty smart about it, doing what he's told. This week he didn't do much yesterday either. So I think they've got certain protocols in place that they've got to do now. They've just got to follow those. But I know he'll be right to play this weekend.
Congrats, Cookie, on the win against Manly. Mate, I see Josh Mansour has been named in the starting lineup again for you boys. How has he been throughout the week? Obviously, being a senior player, coming over from the Panthers and getting dropped. How's he been in and around the group? And I'm sure he's excited to be back.
Yeah, I think one thing a lot of the boys can learn from Josh over the last 2 weeks, and especially the young boys, is how to respond to what's happened. And he's come to the new club, he's been dropped, and you did not see a change in attitude towards what he does. He's very professional about everything that he does around the club, and whether it's before training or extras on the field and stuff. So that didn't change whatsoever. So you got to pat him on the back for that, and now he gets another shot at it. And now it's his turn to go out there and do his job and play to the ability he knows he can, and prove Wayne wrong, and keep that spot on the wing.
Must have been horrible conditions at Brookie on Saturday, Cookie. It didn't look great on the TV, but you got the job done. What pleased you most out of that performance?
Yeah, we did get the job done, and look, the conditions were bad, and the field actually held up quite well for Brookrail. It's had its bad raps in the past years, but it held up really well, and I think that we didn't complete high where we'd like to, but we still played a lot of footy in those conditions. So, and then we did get the job done. So, we probably slipped away a couple of times there and let Manly back in the game. But I think Wayne would be happy with the win and that we still backed ourselves to play good footy. The main one would be, defensive coach JD. He'd be happy with how we responded to, some penalties and errors against us, and we defended our line quite well.
And a couple of Dally M votes there. Cookie must have made the head wobble just a slightly after copying a little bit of criticism last week.
Who gave those to me? I'll give him a call.
It was Paul Fatterira, actually, who judged your game.
Didn't watch the game.
Careful.
He had a blindfold on.
All I heard you talk about with the concussions, Clarky, was you pointed out Steve Smith can't play the short ball. Is that right?
Mate, I'm just saying, seriously, if you don't bowl bounces to him, he will bat for a week. You'd like bowling him in the backyard. You'll make 1,000. Oh my God. Yeah. What about the Roosters, mate? I know there's always, and again, from an outsider's point of view, I look forward to this game because of the build-up that's always around it. But what's it like in being one of the players for the Rabbits or the Roosters? Is there you know, is there extra talk at training? Is preparation different? Is there more excitement leading into the game? What does it feel like from a player's perspective?
Yeah, definitely more excitement going to the game. I think when I first come to the club and played the first local derby, that I realised that it is more than just a game, and there is that rivalry there, and just a little bit more intense than your normal round game. But you know, the good thing is, you know, the fans you see throughout the week, you know, this is their most important game of the year. Some will say, you know, I don't care if you don't win a game all year, as long as you beat the Roosters. So that's what it's like. That's where the people like comes from, and that's where the hate comes from the fans. And hopefully we can go out there and put on a good performance and get the win for them.
Yeah, some good matchups all across the park, but the one everyone's talking about is the clash of the fullbacks, Latrell and Tedesco. Tedesco's been in terrific form, as has Latrell.
Yeah, they've both been in great form. So that's what we want our game to be. We want, you know, good matchups to happen, and that's what we're going to get this weekend. You know, two of the best fullbacks in the game, and I've been lucky enough to play with both of them there. And both unbelievable players, and we've seen what Latrell's done these first two rounds. Even against Melbourne, when we played terrible, he stood out in that match. And then on the weekend, he had a great job, done a great job as well. So looking forward to this one, and obviously everyone loves coming up against their old team as well.
Cookie, how are they different? You've played with both. What are some of Latrell's differences to Tedesco?
That's a good question.
Because they look like, again, from afar, two different size bodies. You know, Latrell looks like he obviously, you know, his catch and pass might be better than Tedesco. Loz, is that a fair call? But they do look like two different, very different players, yet both unbelievable.
Well, they are. And Teddy just Teddy gets his hands on the ball a lot more than what Latrell does. Okay. That's the other thing you've got to guard against, because he'll come up and play like a half Tedesco. And that's one thing he's done this year more so than in the past, but he's been developing it. The fact that he gets into that first receiver role a lot now, Tedesco, Cookie.
Yeah, so Teddy's just always on the ball. He's going to be around those moments. So that's why we always see him, you know, pushing up the support, scoring tries around those short sides. Latrell probably picks his moments a little bit more, but the return he has, you know, from a kick return at the moment this year, we're seeing how well he's returned the ball for us, getting our sets off to a great start. And, you know, I know he doesn't like to be compared to Greg at all, but, you know, that's when I remember, that's the feeling I get with Latrell, is, you know, watching Greg return that ball and getting our set off to a great start. You get that same feeling and that same presence of that player on the field with you.
And Cookie, Latrell left training early yesterday. Is that because he's way better than Teddy, so he doesn't have to train as much?
Probably in Wayne's eyes. Wayne's golden boy. You know? I get why. So, with him on the field, keep him fresh no matter what we do. Get him right and keep playing his best footy, because I think this year he's going to a new level, and he's you know, starting to see him more. We try and get the ball in his hands a lot more, like Teddy does. So he's improving every game.
You know, they got a lot of threats, and this might be a difficult question to ask, Cookie. But when you look at Keary and Tedesco, you see them being the standouts. If you had to nominate one more than the other that you see as the potential threat or the biggest threat, would it be one or the other?
Look, I think Keary is going, the ball's going a lot towards where Keary is. So I think obviously running the show there and doing a great job of that. And I think that combination is definitely elite when those two join up together. But I think Keary is the main part of that.
How tough is the pace of the game, Cookie? And are devising ways to time waste just inevitable considering how quick it is?
Yeah, look, mate, to be fair, we haven't had the full experience of the new rules yet to see how fast it really is. Obviously, we had a few errors in the Melbourne game, a few tries, and then in the Manly game, a fair few errors and wet weather conditions, so it was a bit of a slower game. So we're probably going to really need that, you know, that condition, you know, good conditions, dry footy, high completions on both sides, where I can really make a, you know, give my opinion on it, because at the moment, I haven't noticed too much difference to last year.
Well, can't wait for it. Friday night, enjoy and good luck, Cookie, against the Chooks.
No tip?
Oh, yeah, got to get that. Gee, how could I forget?
that's what he's on here for. Rang us. That's exactly right, Mitter. How did you forget that?
I'm here for 8 minutes of play. I don't know. I need a tip.
Come on, then.
No, I've got four moves ahead in the slipper. So.
Four moves ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you reckon? Oh, he's gone big race.
I've gone the favourite.
Nah, four moves ahead. It'd be one of the favourites.
Profiteer, but that'd be what, second or third line?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what the favourite is, Loz.
You know, I've got something for you, Cookie, on the weekend.
Yes?
Profiteer, mate. No. I don't know what I'm backing in the slipper yet. You've done your form early, Cookie.
Four moves ahead, $6.
Or you're always going to back four moves ahead.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to do last week. But now, next week, see how we go.
If he tips the slipper winner, he gets, what, 6 months' grace?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
Shouldn't have said that out loud. On you, Cookie.
Go well, Cookie.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.